Okay. Here it says over here, Vayikach Yisroi, Chosei Moshe, Oilu Zvachim. What's Oilu Zvachim? What's Oilu Zvachim? What are these Kobanis? The Mor says in Krisus, when a Gerd Magayer is Chayiv, Milah Tvila, and Kobanis. And that's Oilu Zvachim, Mor says. This is becoming a ger. Yovei Aaron v'kol zikri Yisrael lechol lechem. Right, im chosei Moshe v'fnehu alikim. Some say it's Elohim because it's Bezdi. He became a ger, and they were celebrating. Celebrating what? The gerus. They're celebrating the gerus. And all the zvachim and the kabbonis you have to bring. The zvachim, the shlomim, is like a toida on the gerus.
Is it chiyuv suda?
Ramban says zvachim are shlomim. Kim is a shayla over here. It's toida shalachol. Ramban says. A chiddush over here. Ramban says, "Oil is vachim." Second, if nei olakim, if Ramban, very important Ramban. Oh. This guy be mila utfila vatzas domim kamishpot. It was gerus over here. So why are they eating? What was the meal about? What was the meal about? So the next Ramban lechol lechem imoy with him. B'yoyim chasu nosoi. He got married. Who is he getting married? It means a positive shema is by Milo. He chasan domim hu. Milo is called getting married, and here he became a ger, which included Milo. Yim chasunasa, he got married. That was a party. Geris is a party. Yim chasunasa.
Milo.
The Mora says in Milo is geris. That's what you see. The most is in Tainus, Yim Chasunasai, Zeb Matan Torah is getting married. Yim Chasunasai getting married. Who are you getting married to? Who are you getting married? To the Torah. And that's why Simchas Torah, they call the thoughts of Torah, Chasun. Hasam precious, and there were many minhagim on Simchas Torah. People don't do that. The chasam would go up. It was aliyah chasam Torah. Two people would hold his hand like a chasam, and the others would hold candles exactly like a chasam. Right, chasam Torah, and he used to throw candies on the guy. All boys, all brought down. He used to throw candies. Mamash chasam. That's Simchas Torah. Shuas, make a chuppah. It's a matter. Yeah, I said they make a chuppah. Getting married to the Torah. Well, what shot? The many midrashim. Torah is
kala.
I'll take my rosh out of my rosa, and you have a bas hoyel amelech. Right, he's giving his daughter away. Bas hoyel amelech. The Torah is a bas of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So everybody who learns, right, should change his name to what? Should change his name to Jared. Because you're marrying the daughter of the king, right? Bas hoyel Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, you're. That's the marriage of Matan Torah. So Bemis, that's why, by the way, the Ksais HaShulchan says that by mitzvah, there's a Mogan Avraham, he doesn't speak this out, the Mogan says, what's the whole big deal about a bar mitzvah? Bar mitzvah, what does Mogan Avraham say? No, who knows the Mogan Avraham? Kiyom shenichnas l'chuppah. What's that to l'chuppah? You ever hear this? Bar mitzvah, yom shenichnas l'chuppah. Why? Because it's matan Torah for him. He's getting married to the Torah. Every bar mitzvah boy, the Sfarim don't say tachnun. They bar mitzvah. It's yom, it's matan Torah, yom chasun asah. The Mogan Avraham says it. That, the suit of bar mitzvah is nichnas l'chuppah. Why did that? Which chuppah are you talking about? The answer is because he said that Ksus HaShulchan says, Chaim Noah, he's getting the Torah. For him, it says chasuna sorry. Torah is chasuna. Mila, that's Suras Mila. It's part of Matan Torah. You know that? Me, every bris. Because without a bris, you can't learn. First of all, you're not a full Jew. And secondly, there's a medrash. Without meal, you can't learn Torah. Medrash Tan Chumah. You're Orel. And that's why Uchlis wants to become a ger. He wants to learn Torah. And therefore, it's part of getting married. So Dr. Ramban, what was Lechem Lechem over here? What was it, huh? It was a Sudas Chasana. The Ramban says it. And Mogan Avraham said, every bar mitzvah is a chuppah. Who are you getting married to? To the Torah. There's something very fascinating over here. I find them absolutely fascinating. The Rambam is the Sefer Kedusha. Right, we're learning the whole year about Shechita. What's included in Kedusha? Kedusha is basically Macholos Asurois and Shechita, eating, and Isuri Bia. These two things are Kedusha. But these are two Tzrochim of every human being, and the Torah tells you to Makadosh it. Makadosh it. Suri Bia, Makadosh Amo Yisrael, like they, Kupa Vekidushin. And Suri Bia have a thousand mishpacha to take these human needs and to Makadosh them. That's a type of Kedusha. Kedusha does not mean he makes grimaces with his eyes. And, right? Kedusha means in these two areas he is very careful. Eating is also that zeh a fresa or zeh shulchan shel lefnei Hashem. Eating is a holy action. The sefer kedusha. Matter of fact, the Rebbe Mechaya brings down that in there's a minhag in France, I think, they used to bury. Interesting, used to bury the person to the coffin. Was made from his dining room table. Today the wives won't allow it. The dining room table. Why? That's his avoda, his whole life. His eating. He had bachram, the yeshiva bachram, the aniyim. Said the pasha trimmer. He says the table, they used to bury with the tzad. You know, the Torah tells you, kedusha, take these tivus and mimala them. That's why I saw in the question answer thing that said the Chazorinish said whoever enjoyed a kugel cannot write a choice, couldn't have written a choice. Right? They said that. Or some idiot said that in the Chazorinish. Impossible. Or I said if I cared, whoever didn't enjoy a kugel can't write a choice. Right? Get a schmuckite. If you don't get a schmuckite, you have to eat kugel. Right? Of course, the Shabbos Einig. To Mile to Makadosh, that's Sefer Kedusha. Whether it be Suri Bia or. Right. I remember when I got married, people used to ask me, You, Rabbi Shalkin, you go, every time your wife buys a dress, you go with her? Such a baltaiva. I said, you don't understand. I save $500 every time I go with her. Part of Kedusha is my litvax not to spend money. The Moshe Feinstein used to use hard boil, I saw my own eyes, hard boiled eggs, and then take the water, use it for coffee. Not to boil water again, for scares, right? That's literature, Kedusha, right? Not to spend money, but wow. Anyway, so that's poshib shot, right? Mekab chodra checha do'ehu, the Mekadish, all gashmias, basically two things. Achila and the Suri Bia to Makadish them not to be a behema, and it works. Shechina Shrui Beinayim by a Jewish family. Shechina Shrui Beinayim, and by eatings, Zeh Shulchan Lefnei Hashem. Zeh Shulchan Lefnei Hashem. It's like Kabonis. Lechem alekecha hu makriv, eating. You have press, but by Tavoyas Hashem. And that's why Chassidim is Shirayim. What are you talking about? Shirayim. Why? Because it's Shiore Mincha. Right? That's why in my days, all Babas Chassidim smoked Chesterfield. Because the Rebbe would take one pack. All other packs in the world are Shirayim. Right? It's all holy. That is known. But shteita nanda zacha b'chlau. Shteita that the gashmi supposed to be mekadosh. There's a whole different aspect in eating and getting married. I'll just tell you a story. Fascinating story. And I mentioned it once, maybe. I used to talk to the Rav and learning after the shiur. As a matter of fact, then he changed his mind again. It was a machaya. Right? It was wonderful. Right. He held a shit. He had to change his mind. Because he's not shtaying. The worst chet, if you could tell him any dirty name like the Yeshiva Shvet would call him, if you said to him, you said this 5 years ago, well, he would never forgive you. Never forgive you. He has to say no all the time. Right. And he used to repeat and repeat and repeat. Our boy asked the Rebbe, you see, so repeat, I counted, you repeated yourself 12 times. Some stupid kid, yeah? So he's okay, the Rebbe said. You didn't listen carefully. There were 12 different answers. There were 12 different answers. You know? You couldn't shtech and let it hit back. Very good, you know. Anyway, I'm walking with him. And then I said, before he walked into his apartment, I said, by the way, my mother, we're cousins. My mother remarried. She did. Come into my apartment. Okay. Come to the apartment. Your mother remarried, really? How long was she a widow? It's 8 years. This is 1971, it comes out. She did the right thing. Who did she marry? How do you spell his name? What do you care, right? And what did he do? What kind of questions? I can get over it. Then he says, your mother did the right thing. No good for, it's 1971. No good for your mother to be alone. No good to a person has to marry. A person cannot be lonely. A person has to be married 10 times, 12 times. A person has to marry, has to be married 12 times, yeah. Ah, you ask me. Ah, you ask me. His wife died in 67, right? Ah, you ask me why I don't get married. How did he read my mind? I don't know. I'm married to the Torah. That's what he told me. You see, Yom Chasunasai. Yom Chasunasai. There's a marriage to the Torah. Not just you learn Torah. Or the Yom Chasunasai. The Matan Torah, Allah Shalom Mishnah. The Matan Torah. So not just the Samchei Lev, Kud Hashem Samchei Lev, or Meshivas Nofesh. It's married to the Torah. And that's as far as Yisuri B or whatever you call. But the eating, how do you know Berachas HaTorah? From where do you learn out from?
Benching.
And that's why the Taz Paskins, we learn Maaser Shabbos also. Maaser Shabbos is also. But they say you gotta learn a sefer by a light. The Chazon Ish has his electricity. We just matter today. Right, he matter electricity. So you gotta learn the Achronim sefer. Mitzvah of the Hedas Nitnu. Wrong! Learning is marriage. It's Gashmias. And Asa Gomer. If it's Maaser Shabbos. Like, so it's Maaser Shabbos. It's Asur Gomer. It's Taz Pasuk. I wish Chafalov. And then the Taz says it. The Avraham and Ahar say it. That they don't know much of the head, isn't it? No. It's food. Right. It's food. I remember a guy sitting with me, Yonis and David, you know, big Talmud Chacham. And, there was a by Shia, I forgot who Shia, by Drosha, going on and on. So Yonis and David says, it's Kadei Sphere already. We have reached already Kadei Sphere. So I just like was blushing. Yeah, Kadei Sphere. That it's Mamasha meal. By Lubavitch, they don't eat Chalashudas. They do eat Chalashudas. They don't eat Chalashudas. They eat Chalashudas. So the Beis Halevi, they told him about, it's a Mugan Avram, and it's Shema Zoyar. It's a Suda. So Beis Halevi asked a question, but he asked a question because he was a Misnagid. So Bishlema, Suda, a Kugel, you can't figure it up. Well, you can't figure it up, you have your Suda. It's Tugel Torah, what do you figure up? You figure up the thing, no Chalashudas anymore. Why is it Misnagid? You don't figure up the Barbara Shachasidus. You don't figure it up. You can't figure it up. But the Suda, we learn Berachas HaTorah from Berachas HaMazon. And it's Kedei Sphia, the Chalt of the Savata. And Torah means Vaya Menucha Ki Toiv. What's Menucha? What's Chuppah? What's Chuppah Loshen? The first time say Chuppah in Loshen Choif. What's a Choif?
Sure.
Harbor. The ship comes to its harbor. Menucha. Right. And I'm telling you, I saw some Bachram writing this. The, I don't know who's the Rebbe, the Sheir, or their own. But I was looking at their faces, and I had a lot of hanor. I saw a look of satisfaction, of being satisfied on their faces. Like Choif. He reached the harbor. He reached the chuppah. V'yah menucha ki toiv. Only learning at a thing like this. Right. Only learning. And that's what the Rav told me. He's married to the Torah. He's married to the Torah. But yeah, Menucha Ki Toiv. That's Menucha. A Suda. It's called a Suda. It's called Berachas HaMazon. You learn out Berachas HaTorah, Berachas HaMazon. The Bush says that Berachas HaTorah is Berachas HaNenin. Berachas HaNenin. Yeah, the Lush. So it's a Mamash Berachas HaNenin. They had to check the more brachas, more so shekein nana, shekein loy nana. The levush said simim vav. It's brachas on nana. So some people don't have the cheshek learning yet, but even though in Tomo, you have such good rebbes and such good new light, and such good bachrim, right? Right? So it's much easier to get into this chasunosoi. You know, simchas liboy, right? Sometimes it takes a, some boys have it right away, some boys takes a while, but it's there. Everybody. So now, Avada Gavis, the Rav says he's married to the Torah, but he also got married regular. When you're young, you have to eat it both. When you're young. But after you already have, you established a family, and you have your wife and everything, and then already, what comes to the fore? Married to the Torah. Married to the Torah. That's what he told me. And he had such a gnaw from this discussion. He had a gabbai called Mordechovich. Never, just Nifta, a young fellow. Moshe Mordechovich. Never heard of him? Anyway, he drove him to the airport. He said, Rav says to him, you want to hear what happened? Shulchan told me this, I told him that, he told me this, yeah? Yeah, touch me. Well, why are you doing? Chazor Sashir. Chazor Sashir. That's what he told me. I mean, that's what he told me. And it was 100% true. Married to the Torah. And matter of fact, I'll just finish with this. I shouldn't say personal things, but when I proposed to my wife, I said, you'll be the second most important person in my life.